Comprensión de textos orales. Esta prueba consta de tres tareas. Primera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto para leer el cuestionario.
Example.
There is a loneliness epidemic in the UK. 45% of people admit to feeling lonely at least some of the time, and 1 in 8 adults report having no close friends. Loneliness can affect anyone at any time.
Extract 1.
Often, it's triggered by a life event, retirement, divorce, illness, or even losing a loved one. But even seemingly positive events, like having a baby, moving home, or starting a new job, can leave you feeling lonely.
Extract 2.
As deeply social animals, most of us will feel the need to be around other people on a daily basis, and if we don't, we can risk feeling isolated. Having a small number of strong social bonds is much more important than having a large number of superficial friendships.
Extract 3.
But it's possible to feel lonely even when we're surrounded by a room full of other people, or we have 1,000 or so friends on social media. Because it's not just about solitude, it's about our perception of belonging and having meaningful relationships with other people.
Extract 4.
Loneliness can take a huge toll on our mental health, increasing risk of anxiety and depression. And because persistent loneliness can increase our levels of stress hormones and lead to overeating, it can have an impact on our cardiovascular function and immune system. In fact, research has shown that loneliness can be more damaging than obesity or smoking.
Extract 5.
Enduring loneliness is almost invariably better than suffering the compromises of false community. Loneliness is simply a price we may have to pay for holding on to a sincere, ambitious view of what companionship must and could be.
Extract 6.
We will almost certainly never meet the people best qualified to understand us. But they do exist. Probably they once walked past us in the street, though neither of us had the slightest idea of the potential for connection. Or maybe they died in Sydney 2 weeks ago, or won't be born until the 22nd century.
Extract 7.
Once we accept loneliness, we can get creative. We can start to send out messages in a bottle. We can sing, write poetry, produce books and blogs, activities stemming from the realization that people around us won't ever fully get us, but that others, separated across time and space, might just.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
Example.
There is a loneliness epidemic in the UK. 45% of people admit to feeling lonely at least some of the time, and 1 in 8 adults report having no close friends. Loneliness can affect anyone at any time.
Extract 1.
Often, it's triggered by a life event, retirement, divorce, illness, or even losing a loved one. But even seemingly positive events, like having a baby, moving home, or starting a new job, can leave you feeling lonely.
Extract 2.
As deeply social animals, most of us will feel the need to be around other people on a daily basis, and if we don't, we can risk feeling isolated. Having a small number of strong social bonds is much more important than having a large number of superficial friendships.
Extract 3.
But it's possible to feel lonely even when we're surrounded by a room full of other people, or we have 1,000 or so friends on social media. Because it's not just about solitude. It's about our perception of belonging and having meaningful relationships with other people.
Extract 4.
Loneliness can take a huge toll on our mental health, increasing risk of anxiety and depression. And because persistent loneliness can increase our levels of stress hormones and lead to overeating, it can have an impact on our cardiovascular function and immune system. In fact, research has shown that loneliness can be more damaging than obesity or smoking.
Extract 5.
Enduring loneliness is almost invariably better than suffering the compromises of false community. Loneliness is simply a price we may have to pay for holding on to a sincere, ambitious view of what companionship must and could be.
Extract 6.
We will almost certainly never meet the people best qualified to understand us, but they do exist. Probably they once walked past us in the street, though neither of us had the slightest idea of the potential for connection. Or maybe they died in Sydney 2 weeks ago, or won't be born until the 22nd century.
Extract 7.
Once we accept loneliness, we can get creative. We can start to send out messages in a bottle. We can sing, write poetry, produce books and blogs, activities stemming from the realization that people around us won't ever fully get us, but that others, separated across time and space, might just.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la primera tarea.